This is something that I have been raising within Sligo County Council. We have no community paramedic operating in the Sligo region. And this is something that has taken off. I suppose it's an evidence-based service, if you like, in terms of healthcare and first point of call. And I think this is very good news. The HSE have confirmed to me today that there are a number of community paramedics in training, and if successfully completed, they will be allocating a community paramedic to County Sligo. So it's very welcome news. There are some counties and regions now operating with a number of community paramedics, and I think the evidence base is very strong around this, in particular in with our European counterparts and across North America, Australia, for example, where community and paramedicine is working extremely well, in particular around programs with people who are older or more vulnerable. And they have seen that there's a 50% decrease in presentation to the emergency departments, where we have very good and strong model in terms of community paramedicine, community paramedics operating at a local level. So it's good news. We're going to see, hopefully, all going well, the first ever community paramedic operating in County Sligo. That's expected, the program is expected, the training program is expected to end in January 2025. So hopefully, upon successful completion of the training, the HSC will deploy a qualified paramedic to the Sligo region. It's the start, but it's very, very welcome news. And I do believe this is the future of medicine, in particular with minor issues. So it will prevent people having to travel to emergency departments. And if we look at what a community paramedic can do, I suppose minor wounds, animal bites, insect bites, minor burns, seizures, soft tissue infections, dislocations, fainting, upper respiratory tract infections, you know, and it goes on and on, asthma issues, suturing. So look, this is a good news story. It's very welcome news from the HSE today, from the General Manager Operations for the West. And I welcome the fact that this investment is taking place in community paramedicine.